was the most important.
Every person should just worship at home by themselves, or
well,
is that what you're saying? I'm curious, because I know that you're getting in my face. I'm going to get in your face.
I'm half deaf.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to be rude. This is my bad ear. This is my good ear. I'm not trying to get in your face. I'm sorry, ma'am.
So
and he's talking, so I couldn't hear you.
Is that how you worship Jesus?
Well, how we worship him is in spirit and truth. And so I was going through the gospel with you. Christ shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection. You said you agreed with that.
Yes.
Believe in that Savior, right?
Of course.
Well, and then we have to repent, which means a turning of our mind and a turning of our ways. We have to lay down our life.
Right.
And we have to leave our sin and follow after him.
Right.
And if we do that, he'll give us the Holy Spirit, which means we'll be born again.
Right.
You understand that?
Of course.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't even know that. I grew up and I didn't even know about being born again until I was 39. And then we have to follow him in holiness and obedience. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. If you want to be my friend, keep my commands. So we have to do that if we love him. And then we got to keep doing it till the day we die.
Right. But what I'm asking you is, how do you do it? Just by yourself at home, whatever way you want to?
Well, guess what? We're not to go to church. We're to be the ecclesia, the body of Christ. We become it.
Well, how did you three get together?
Well, here's how it goes. If you're truly a born-again child of God and you're striving after holiness and you come out from all the denominations, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, we could be here all day listing them. They're not of God. They were created of man. So you got to come out of that. And then, as you go out, as in a transformed life, if you're changed on the inside, your outsides will be changed. You'll be out here preaching the gospel. You run into other believers who have come out of the world or willing to, and you help them. We travel full-time, and we fellowship with people online and in person when we can. There's few, Jesus said, few there are that find it. Narrow is the way. And so there's not very many. Not like you see thousands and thousands out there. That's a lie. That's just one of the lies the church is teaching. On the back of that card that I gave you, there's a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching. Like pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, feminization, worldliness, carnality.
What is your point of all this?
What is our point of this?
Yeah.
Everything that I was going through with you. You must repent and come out of the world.
How would you know?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you a born-again child of God?
Yes.
Okay, so you haven't fully come out of the world. And you know how I know that? Because you said you're a born-again child of God, probably more than a couple years. Many years?
Many
years. Okay, you haven't read the scriptures for holiness for women. Cover our heads, cover our bodies, redeem the time.
Well, in the New Testament,
James 4:4,
but we don't.
1 Corinthians 11 is in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3 in the New Testament. Those are commands for today.
And you know, this is what I don't understand about what you're saying. If you know your Bible, the New Testament, Paul's talking about the believers getting together, forming church,
only
breaking bread.
Only true believers, though. See, I just exposed
man-made religion has lies. You're a true believer and I'm not. I mean, who are you to judge?
Did I say you're not a true believer? All I said was you haven't read the scriptures and obeyed them all. I didn't call
you
not a true believer.
How do you know that?
The physical evidence of it. 1 Corinthians 11, I just shared that with you. A godly woman covers her head and her hair, which is her glory and a sign for the angels.
Then he goes on to say, but our church, we don't require
that. No, that's people who love contention. Read the Greek.
No,
read the Greek. It's those who don't love contention, or those who love contention. We have none of that in our churches of today.
I don't understand what your point is here.
But you got to obey. We're calling people out of the world. Those who have ears to hear,
what is your point?
Come out of the world. I told you several times what our point is, ma'am. I'm loving you here, giving you extra time.
No.
Our point is you've got to repent and turn from all ways.
Right, but what is
your
point?
And submit your life. My point, tell you what.
I mean,
tell you what. I've been trying to tell you the point. Send me an email and I'd be happy to take it up on email with you. If you want more truth, send me an email. I'd be happy to help you there.
Satan is your father.